The fist slammed into my jaw, the crunch of flesh to bone echoing in my head. I stumbled back and tried to fight, but the person holding me back tightened their grip, my arms pinned behind me. "Take it, Stone," the man in front of me grumbled as he hooked his fist out again, this time connecting with my ribs. I let out a shocked gasp, annoyed with myself for doing it. Eddie's eyes narrowed into slits, the glee in them familiar. Eddie loved doling out pain and seeing others fall. The fact I'd broken just the bit that I had would egg him on, and I had been doing so well not saying a damn word. As long as I didn't make a sound, Eddie would get tired and stop. Now he wasn't going to stop anytime soon. "The king already told you what you could do with your retirement stone. You think you're too good for us? The king made you. He took you from nothing, kept a roof over your head when your own father didn't even want you, when your dear old mother left you to rot in the alley with your brother. The king kept you alive when that rat bastard of a brother finally kicked the bucket, as he should have long before." Rage ravaged my body, threatening to overpower me and make me lose control. If I lost control, I'd die. I wouldn't be able to face Eddie and keep up with the man behind me long enough to draw in my next breath. "I'm not a pretty boy like you, it seems," I finally answered with a smirk of my own, and the man holding me kneed me behind my legs. I let out a curse, and Eddie grinned. "That's a pretty boy. Look at you, pretending you're some tough shit, when all you're going to do is go cry to your mother."
I tossed the recycling in the dumpster and shook my head. Well, standing in an alley surrounded by dumpsters and trash was at least better than my former life. It wasn't glamorous, but it was mine. My back ached, my feet hurt, but to me, that just meant an excellent job for the day. I still had another shift at the bar later, but for now, being a barista at Cafe Taboo paid some of my bills. That's why I worked as a bartender at Ink on Tap, the gay bar down the street that my best friend owned in the evenings. I didn't have a life, but that was fine. Who needed a life when you were working two full-time jobs and sleeping when you could? I didn't need a life outside of that. At least, that's what I told myself. After all, I had lived dangerously and a little more high octane when I had been in high school. I didn't need anything more than this. I rolled my shoulders and turned towards the other side of the alley to get back into the cafe and finish my shift. I tripped over a rock, my whole body turning to ice as I looked at the person in front of me. It was a ghost. It had to be a ghost because he couldn't be there. After all this time, that couldn't be Stone Anderson standing in front of me. The one person I had left. The one person that had taken everything from me. Or rather, perhaps, I had taken everything from him. I had given him myself, my innocence, my heart, my future, and he had thrown it away because he chose his family over me. He had chosen everything over me. "Stone," I whispered, my voice cracking.
"You remembered me."
I blinked at him, my hands shaking. "What happened to your face?" I asked, wondering why that was the first thing that came out of my mouth. Of course it couldn't be helped. He looked horrible. Perhaps beneath the split lip, black eye, and swollen cheekbone, there was still that gorgeous ruggedness that was Stone, but I could barely see it. No. Instead, all I could notice were the imperfections. The signs that perhaps he hadn't left the life like he had promised me he would.